Federal officials debated a proposed grocery store merger between Albertsons and Kroger yesterday. The $25 billion deal would result in Kroger, King Soopers' parent company, acquiring Albertsons, Safeway's parent company. The proposed merger has raised concerns about a near monopoly within the grocery store industry at a time when high inflation is pushing up food prices. Six United Food and Commercial Worker unions went to the U.S. Capitol Tuesday in representation of over 100,000 Kroger and Albertsons employees. Unions say the merger could undermine collective bargaining power for fair pay and health care coverage for essential workers. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is launching an investigation into the proposed merger, which is expected to close in early 2024. U.S. Marshals Service announced Tuesday they had located 11 high-risk missing children across Colorado. KGNU's Juanita Hurtado reports.
The mission to find the missing children lasted 2 weeks and was run by the Aurora Police, the U.S. Marshals Colorado District, and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. The three offices coordinated to launch Operation Lost and Found on November 7. By November 18, according to the Sentinel, they had located 11 critically endangered missing children that had indications of high risk factors such as sex trafficking, child exploitation, sex abuse, physical and psychological abuse, and medical or mental health conditions. Out of the 11 kids, the youngest was 12 and the oldest was 17. For KGNU, I'm Juanita Hurtado.
The City of Aurora's Police and Fire Independent Consent Decree Monitor presented a study to the city's Civil Service Commission Tuesday, suggesting that the city change the way it hires police and firefighters. According to the Denver Gazette, tensions boiled between the commission and the city's departments throughout the three-hour meeting, as the monitor cited a study and evaluation of the commission's hiring practices, which have faced criticism from Aurora's interim police chief, Dan Oates, during recent meetings. Oates told the council that the Civil Service Commission undergoes an excessive amount of time to vet candidates and hires at a much lower rate than neighboring jurisdictions, situations that are making staffing challenges worse. The commission's chairperson, Harold Johnson, argued that proposed changes removed checks and balances by the commission and would give more power to the department's chiefs that could usher in a good old boy legacy hiring culture where they give preferential treatment to friends and family. The commission will meet later this week to continue the hiring process discussion. A report by the University of Colorado Leeds School of Business says the university's commercialization activities are churning out billions of dollars in local and national economies, with much of the activity occurring in Colorado. The report says CU, over the last 5 years, has had an $8 billion impact nationally and a $5.2 billion impact for Colorado, a four-fold increase since the previous 2019 study. Commercialization activities by the university includes innovations originating at CU, which CU then owns and licenses out. Two of the university's more well-known startups include Thornton-based Solid Power, which makes solid-state electric vehicle batteries, and Boulder's Cold Quanta, which created the quantum matter machine named Albert. Boulder police have identified a man they say provoked a possible hostage situation in North Boulder Monday night and into early Tuesday morning. Officers responded to a report of an adult male and adult female held against their will at a home in the 3300 block of Broadway around 9:15 Monday night. A police department press release indicates the suspect answered the door, engaged in an altercation, and an officer discharged their firearms with no resulting injuries. The man then allegedly barricaded himself inside the residence as the adult male and female escaped through a window. Police took the suspect into custody just before 1 a.m. Tuesday morning and then executed a search warrant. The 56-year-old suspect has been charged with 3 felony counts of second-degree assault, 2 felony counts of menacing, 1 misdemeanor count of resisting arrest, and 1 misdemeanor count of obstructing a peace officer. The United States Forest Service for the Arapaho and Roosevelt National Forests announced Tuesday the agency's firefighters will begin seasonal slash pile burning later this week and will continue to do so throughout the fall, winter, and spring months when conditions allow. According to this Forest Service, fuel managers will ignite the piles of sapling and brush when they are confident conditions are safe. The ongoing monitoring for safety includes assessing snow conditions, wind, temperature, available staffing, and smoke dispersal. Forest Service officials say they will likely begin burning piles later this week in the Sulphur and Caney Lakes Ranger Districts. The public may check the Forest Service's INCI website for a list of planned areas where the burning may take place. For today's weather, the National Weather Service says skies will be mostly sunny with a high of 36 for Boulder and Denver and 33 degrees for Fort Collins. Tonight, skies will be partly cloudy with a low of 27 for Boulder and Denver and 14 degrees for Fort Collins. The current temperature in Boulder is 12 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.